T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we begin the month of December, it's an opportunity for utility prices to go up. We detailed some of those yesterday with the press secretary from the Public Utility Commission in Pennsylvania. And right now we welcome the president of the Energy Association of Pennsylvania. His name is Terry Fitzpatrick on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we looked at the numbers. I guess here overall in Western Pennsylvania compared to some other places, we're doing okay in terms of how high we see our utilities are going to go up. But that concerns a lot of people because we had heard some really staggering numbers like 30, 40, 50%. But it doesn't look like that's the case here in Western Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I think that's right. I think Duquesne's prices were not projected to go up that much. And a lot of it depends upon how the utilities buy power. They don't buy it all at one time. They buy it in different batches. So depending when they're going into the market, that can affect how much the price goes up. And the way they buy it, too, is meant to not give you a big jump at one time. So, you know, if there's higher prices out there in the wholesale market, they will ease those in over time.
Well, there's some inflation. There's across the board price increases on gas, heating oil, propane, natural gas. We're a fossil fuel state. Why are we in this situation? Shouldn't we be able to produce more or get more out of the ground?
Well, you know, everybody's in this situation. I mean, you have a regional market, a national market, you have an international market, and you're seeing prices go up everywhere. So this isn't something that's limited to Pennsylvania. I do think, relatively speaking, the fact that we have an abundance of energy in this state. I mean, we're one of the largest electric generators. We're the second largest gas producer now. That does tend to keep prices here a little bit more moderated than it is in some other places. So I think we are taking advantage of what we have. But markets being markets, you know, when demand goes up, supplies get tighter, you know, in the entire market, prices tend to go up.
Terry, as president, what is the mission of Energy Association of Pennsylvania?
We're a trade group that represents both the electric and the natural gas utilities in the state. So, you know, we advocate on behalf of our members here in Harrisburg. We also help them share best practices. We have operations committees. So we have a lot of discussions among the members so that they can all do their jobs better.
And traveling over the weekend, I saw huge wind farms in the southern part of the state going into Maryland. Are they effective? I know solar takes up a huge footprint compared to, say, a nuclear reactor. Miles and miles of solar panels are needed to replace one nuclear panel or nuclear power plant. But what about wind? Is that effective, cost effective?
Well, you know, what you're getting into here is one of the big debates, I think, that our country's been having and is going to have. Where should we get our energy and how can we do that, you know, into the future? And, you know, that gets into a discussion about climate change. Now, you know, resources like wind and solar do not have any direct emissions from their operation. But on the other hand, they're intermittent sources. They can't run 24/7 the way a nuclear plant can, a coal plant or a natural gas plant. So, you know, this is a debate that we need to have here as we move forward. I like to look at it like all of these different types of electric generation. They all have advantages and disadvantages. You were getting into some of the disadvantages, I think, of the renewable resources. That is that they take up a lot of space relative to the amount of electricity they generate. And as I said, they're also intermittent. On the other hand, they don't have emissions. But I tend to personally think we're going to need a balance of all these different types of resources if we want to keep energy affordable and reliable, as well as being more better for the environment.
Just north of the city of Pittsburgh in Cranberry, they had over 5,000 people working for Westinghouse Nuclear, supplying the production of plants around the world. What's happened to nuclear power? Because it seems very efficient.
Well, it is, and I personally am a supporter of nuclear power. I think it's going to be a very important resource moving into the future. The problem with it is, with the proliferation and all of the gas production that we've had, that has lowered wholesale electricity prices to the point where nuclear, because of all the safety protocols and all that other expense they have because of that, it's made it very difficult for them to compete. And this gets into our climate policy. I mean, part of that is that we don't, although we say we want to reduce carbon emissions, there isn't any kind of penalty for emitting carbon. So coal and gas plants don't pay anything for the fact that they emit carbon. And that's part of the debate we have about whether we should have a price on carbon or whether we should do some sort of direct subsidy for nuclear. I think a lot of people think we need more nuclear, but coming up with a solution to keep them in operation is a very thorny matter politically.
And you are the president of the Energy Association of Pennsylvania. How do I get the Terry price on my utilities? Is papowerswitch.com the best source for me or what?
Yeah, if you want to shop in the competitive retail market, you don't have to buy energy supplies from either your electric or your gas utility. You have options there. The best place to go for that is to go to the PUC's website. They have two of them, Power Switch and Gas Switch. That allows you to compare what your utility's charging versus what the competitive suppliers are charging. You may be able to save some money. I would, though, recommend that people use some caution, because you can get into some deals, if you're not paying close attention to the details, that you don't want to get into, where your price every month can vary depending what's going on in the wholesale market. That can be really volatile. So you can shop, but if you do it carefully.
Great information. Terry Fitzpatrick, who is the president, Energy Association of Pennsylvania. Appreciate your time. Terry, thank you.
My pleasure.
Honordisk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.